奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，慈爱天父真神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
啊，感谢主，你按着啊你的旨意，让我们可以在这里举开灵恩布道会。
We thank you for allowing us to be able to hold this spiritual convocation.
主啊，你召集我们弟兄姐妹啊，今天一整天啊，聚集在你的教会来学习你的道理。
Lord, you have allowed for many of your brothers and sisters to come and gather together to listen to your word for a whole day.
我们啊，从圣经里更明白你就是我们的王。
And from the Bible, we understand that you are our King.
你掌握我们的生命。
You control our lives.
主啊，我们愿意遵照你的吩咐啊，要继续在这里啊，宣扬你救人的福音。
And according to your will, we continue to be here to proclaim your gospel.
主，我们今天晚上众人再一次的聚集在你面前。
Lord, we gather once again before you.
我们要照着所安排的时间啊，在这里来传讲主，你就是我们的生命。
And we will proclaim how you are our life.
主啊，我们恳求你带领出晚上的聚会。
Lord, please guide the tonight's service.
那我们都可以明白你是很爱我们。
So that we can understand how you love us.
你亲自来为我们打开一条道路。
How you have opened a way for us.
你亲自来告诉我们什么是真理。
You have taught us what is the truth.
你更要让我们啊来得到生命。
And you will allow us to receive life.
因为你就是生命。
Because you are life.
当我们愿意接受你做我们的救主。
When we accept you as our Savior.
我们将得到你所赐永远的生命。
We will receive this life of yours.
主啊，我们恭敬地把晚上的机会交在你手上。
Lord, we humbly entrust this service into your hands.
愿你的圣灵带领我们。
And may your Holy Spirit guide us.
愿你的爱在我们当中运行。
And may your love work within us.
让我们可以感受到你就在我们当中。
So that we can experience that you are among us.
你的真理要进入我们的心。
And that your truth will enter into our hearts.
你要赐给我们这美好的生命。
You will give us this wonderful life.
求主你带领祝福。
And may you guide us.
也求主你打开你仆人的口。
Please also open the mouth of your servant.
让你的真理能够明白的阐明。
So that your gospel may be proclaimed clearly.
让我们每一个人都能够有谦卑的心来领受。
And may we also have a humble heart to accept.
在开始之前，我们这样子向你献上祷告感谢。
So we pray in this manner before we start our service.
愿你垂听成全。
Please listen to our prayer.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀感谢归给你。
May all glory and praise be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，这是我们第三晚的布道会。
Thank God, this is our third night of evangelical service.
一样继续请梁传道在这里见证耶稣是生命。
So we will once again welcome Preacher Liang to speak of how Jesus is the life.
现在请梁传道。
So we welcome Pastor Liang.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome all of our friends to tonight's service.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习耶稣是生命。
So tonight I would like to share with everyone how Jesus is the life.
我们现在来看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书第八章
Ecclesiastes chapter 8
第八节
Verse 8 No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, and no one has power over in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
在第八节说这场征战无人能避免。
It says that no one, there is no release from that war.
人生好像在战场。
So life is like we are in a war.
有的人能力强，机会好，又肯奋斗，所以每一场都打胜仗。
Some people are victorious because they are strong and they have a lot of abilities.
从学校到事业。
No matter if it is in their academics or in their career.
一帆风顺。
It's always smooth sailing.
但是我们人到最后 有一场征战。
But there will always be a war in the very end.
啊，在这里已经下一个结论。
And there is a conclusion to that war.
说这场征战没有人能够避免。
That there is no release from the war.
啊，那是什么征战
？What war is that?
就是第八节哈，没有人能够掌管生命。
It is that no one has power over the spirit.
啊，将生命留住。
To retain the spirit.
也没有人能够掌管死期。
And no one has power in the day of death.
啊，所以生跟死啊，这是一场征战。
So life and death is a war.
但是我们本身没有办法控制。
But we are unable to control it.
啊，死征服了一切。
Because death conquers all.
哦，所以到最后每一个人都输了。
So in the end, everyone will surrender to it.
因此，传道书的开始就提到虚空。
In the beginning of Ecclesiastes, it talks about vanity.
啊，为什么人会虚空
？And why is it that man will be vain?
这关键就是因为每一个人都打输了这场征战。
Because everyone loses to this war.
每一个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
这个好像一个做生意人。
And this is just like a businessman.
花了好多的时间，赚了好多的钱。
He used a lot of time and energy to accumulate wealth.
啊，辛辛苦苦带着这一笔钱呢回家。
And he brings all of this money home.
忽然在街头遇到一个抢匪。
But then, while he's on his way home, he meets with a robber.
那个抢匪把打倒了，把所有的钱袋、金银都拿走了。
So this robber takes away all of his wealth.
哇，这个人。过去这么认真赚了这么多钱
So this man has spent so much energy accumulating this wealth
现在全部都被抢光了
And now it's all taken from him
那回头过来看我这几十年我这么努力是做什么
So then you would think what is the purpose of all that time that I spent
我流这么多汗这么多晚上没有睡觉是为什么
Years of sweat and tears and sleepless nights what were those for
当钱被抢光了过去一切的努力都是空的。
So once the money is taken away, then all of my toil is in vain.
啊，有的人在世界上确实很有理想。
Some people have a lot of dreams.
啊，虽然我们人生开始的时候都是从零开始。
When we start, all of us start with zero.
每个人来世界上没有带一分钱来。
None of us came to this world with money.
啊，但是人到了中年的时候。
But when someone reaches middle age,
啊，有的人像那个股票已经在日正当中了。
Some people are, invested in the stock market.
哦，所以这样的人就觉得他有骄傲的条件。
So they feel like they have, ground, for them to feel proud of themselves.
啊，但是如果我们人把它看到底。
But if you look to the end of their life,
哦，在这一场征战我们都输了。
We see that everybody loses to this war.
因为我们连一秒钱都带不走。
Because none of us can take a penny away.
哦，所以人生是虚空的。
So life is in vain.
啊，那怎么来打胜这一场战争
？So how can we win this war?
这个就是信仰的。啊，问题。
And this is the question of faith.
那耶稣就是要给我们答案。
So Jesus is the answer to this.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
啊，约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
啊，约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰十四章第六节。
John 14:6.Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这里主耶稣自我介绍。
So Jesus introduces himself.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
啊，如果没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Nobody can come to the Father except through me.
啊，我们人活着一辈子集中的追求是什么
So what is the ultimate pursuit of our life?
哦，如果没有圣经哦，没有答案。
If there's no Bible, then there's no answer.
但是圣经给我们很清楚的答案。
But the Bible tells us a very clear answer.
耶稣就是一条路。
Jesus is the way.
这一条路要把我在这个地方带领到最后一点，就是与回到父那里去。
So this way, this pathway connects me and brings me to the Father, which is the ultimate destination.
啊，父那里就是天国。
So where the Father is heaven.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God lives in an inapproachable light.
所以人生集中的追求就是回到天国。
So our ultimate destination is to return to heaven.
啊，那主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
这条真理就是一条路。
And this truth is also a way.
啊，所以走在这个真理的道路上。
So when you walk on this way of the truth.
啊，我们就可以得到生命。
Then we can receive life.
那人生就可以战胜死亡。
Then we can overcome death.
啊，我们刚刚唱了这首赞美诗。
And just now when you sing this hymn,
在讲主耶稣从死里复活。
It speaks of Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣在世界上讲了很多的预言。
And Jesus spoke many prophecies.
但其中有一个最大胆的宣告，我死了三天要再活过来。
One of his boldest statements was that in 3 days I will resurrect.
大家不信了。
They didn't believe him.
连他的门徒也信不下去。
Even his disciples did not believe.
怎么有人死了三天会活过来？
How can someone resurrect after being dead for 3 days?
所以后来主耶稣被钉十字架。
So after Jesus was crucified,
死了。
He died.
一个亚利马太的约瑟就把他上去，把他拿下来。
And Joseph of Arimathea brought him down from the cross.
他是一个财主，就把他埋葬到他自己的坟墓。
And he was a rich man, so he buried him in his own tomb.
那因为主耶稣讲说，我三天要活过来。
So Jesus said, I will resurrect in 3 days.
所以当时罗马的兵丁特别用石头把它堵住，让外面的兵一直在巡逻。
And therefore they put Roman soldiers there and made sure to guard the place.
那有一个抹大拉的玛利亚，她非常爱耶稣。
There was Mary Magdalene who loved Jesus very much.
她天天在耶稣的坟墓外面在守墓。
And she was outside of the tomb waiting for guarding it.
到了第三天一大早他就要到坟墓去看。
And she wanted to go as soon as the third day came.
发现那个墓那个石头已经被挪开了。
But she found out that the rock had already been moved.
那包耶稣那个布还在。
And the cloth that had been covering Jesus was still there.
但是主耶稣已经不在了。
But Jesus was no longer there.
为什么主耶稣不在？
Why is it that Jesus had no longer there?
因为他已经复活了。
Because he had resurrected.
耶稣复活是基督教最重要的一个教义。
And so the resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of the most important teachings of Christianity.
差不多说如果耶稣没有复活，你今天不需要信耶稣。
So in other words, if Jesus didn't resurrect, then you don't need to believe.
因为如果耶稣没有复活，信耶稣也不能复活。
Because if Jesus did not resurrect, then we cannot believe, we cannot resurrect either.
如果耶稣被死亡打败了。
If Jesus had surrendered to death,
你信耶稣也不能够战胜死亡。
Then you believing in Jesus Christ cannot overcome death either.
所以为什么世界很多的宗教教主之很多救主只有一位。
So there are many founders of different religions, but there is only one savior.
因为所有宗教的教主创办人都死了。
Because all of the founders of these religions have died.
包括中国人最崇敬的孔子。
Even Confucius.
你如果到他的故乡去访问。
If you went to his village.
走到最后有一个墓叫做孔丘之墓。
If you go to his village, you will find that his grave is there.
如果孔子不能够从死里复活
，If Confucius cannot rise from the dead，
敬拜孔子也是枉然的。
Then it's vain to worship him。
但是耶稣从死里复活
，But Jesus resurrected from the dead，
这个证明他掌管生命
，Which proves that he is the Lord of life。
所以他才能够给我们盼望
，That's why he's able to give us hope。
复活的盼望
，He gives us the hope of resurrection。
好，我们先来看约翰福音十一章。
So let's look at John chapter 11。
约翰福音十一章
John 11
25节
Verse 25
约翰福音十一章二十五节
John 11 25 Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这里记载有一个家庭是主耶稣所爱的
There was a family that Jesus loved.
那其中一个叫拉撒路，他已经死了。
And Lazarus, he had died.
别人就去告诉主耶稣，你所爱的人病了。
So someone went to tell Jesus that the one whom he loved had died.
那主耶稣特意慢了四天才去。
So Jesus purposely waited for 4 more days.
所以在十七节。
So in verse 17.
耶稣到了拉撒路在坟墓里边已经四天了。
So he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days.
四天了，这个人。大概已经臭掉了。
After 4 days, a person has started to rot.
但是在那个地方，主耶稣宣告 生命在我，复活也在我。
But during that time, that is when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
再厉害的医生哦，你再怎么讲我多厉害，病人来的时候就是一个考验。
No matter how great a doctor is, when the patients come, this is his test.
你说你这么厉害啊，试试看这个病人你能不能医。
So if you say you are a powerful doctor, then try to heal him.
那主耶稣在死了四天的人的旁边宣告，生命在我，复活在我。
But Jesus, seeing that there was a dead man right next to him, said, I am the resurrection and the life.
当初一定很多人在看，那你这样讲啊，等一下你要做什么？
So many people must have thought, well, let's see what you're going to do next.
真的，主耶稣就人叫人把他带到拉撒孟的坟墓。
So Jesus told them to bring him to Lazarus.
他的姐姐就说，不要了，他已经臭了。
But his sister said, no, he's already starting to smell.
主耶稣到拉撒路坟墓呼叫他的名，拉撒路就从死里复活。
But as soon as Jesus called out his name, then he resurrected.
为什么主耶稣讲的话这么力量这么大？
Why is it that his words carried such authority?
叫死人他可以从死里活过来。
Why was the dead able to listen to him?
因为耶稣掌管生命。
Because Jesus is the Lord of life.
所以今天我们信耶稣就有一个盼望。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have a hope.
就是我们会从死亡进到永生。
We have a hope of entering from death into everlasting life.
这个是圣经里面给我们一个极大的应许。
And this is the greatest blessing and promise of the Bible.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
1 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1
第三节第四节
Chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 Verse 3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这地方讲主耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
So Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead and has begotten us to a living hope.
然后叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we can have a living hope.
英文叫 living hope, 就带有生命的盼望。
It's a hope that is alive.
我们所有的盼望得到的时候就开始失去它。
For all of the hopes in this world, once we receive it, then we start to lose it.
你盼望有一个新车，当你得到，它就开始变旧了。
When you hope to have a new car, you get it, and then it starts to fade.
即包括你盼望跟你所爱的人结婚。
Even if you hope to marry the one that you love.
结婚的时候很高兴。
You're very happy when you marry them.
但是时间越来越久，就离开我们所爱的人越来越近，有一天就失去他。
But the longer our marriage lasts, then the closer we are to the day that we will lose them because of death.
只有一个盼望，我们得到它就永远拥有它。
But there is only one hope that when we receive it, we will have it forever.
这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And that's a living hope.
那是什么？
What is it?
就是第四节。
Verse 4.To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这里讲，你可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
So this inheritance is incorruptible and does not fade.
所以这个就是人的集中追求。
And this is the ultimate pursuit of humans.
我们有得到永生，而且在天国要得到神为我们预备的产业。
We receive eternal life and the inheritance that is reserved for us.
其实在彼得前书里面、后书里面有提到死亡是什么。
In 2 Peter it speaks of death.
圣经里面的人跟我们从世界里面了解人不太一样。
The humans that the perspective of the Bible regarding mankind and the perspective of the people in this world is different.
因为很多人他为什么不需要信耶稣？
Why do many people feel like they don't need Jesus?
因为他觉得我活得很好，为什么要信耶稣？
They feel like they have good lives. Why do they need Jesus?
那我死了就结束了。
They feel like death is the end.
所以既然死了就结束，因此活得快乐就好了。
And since death is just the end, therefore I just need to live a good life.
这个是普遍人的观念，死就结束了。
So this is a concept that many people have.
所以活着就是要快乐。
So I live to enjoy myself.
那既然我活得很快乐。
And since I live to have fun,
那死就结束了。
And after death, there's nothing else.
我为什么要信耶稣？
Then why do I need to believe?
哦，但是圣经对人的描写都不一样。
But the Bible describes man as different.
好，我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12, for this reason I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things.
13节.
13, yes, I think it is right as long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you.
14节.
14, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
15节.
15, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
这里彼得说啊，我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
So Peter says, I am about to put off my tent.
正如主耶稣所指示我。
Just as the Lord Jesus showed me.
这个脱离帐篷是什么？
What does it mean to put off his tent?
如果我们再读十五节。
If we look at verse 15.
并且要尽心竭力，使我在去世以后常常纪念这些事。
It says to have a reminder of these things after my decease.
所以如果我们把它平行这样摆在一起来看。
So if we look at it together.
所以脱离帐篷就是指的死的时候。
We see that putting off the tent means to die.
因此在十四节。
Verse 14.
我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
I will shortly put off my tent.
然后十三节。
Verse 13.
我要趁着我还帐篷的时候提醒你们。
As long as I am in this tent.
所以我们从这几节可以看出来哈，我不是帐篷。
So we can see that I am not the tent.
帐篷不是我。
The tent is not me.
是我住在帐篷里面。
I am living in this tent.
那有一天我要从帐篷里面出来。
So one day I will depart from this tent.
这个就是圣经里面对人的了解。
So this is how the Bible describes humans.
那帐篷是什么？
What is the tent?
帐篷就是这个肉体。
So this tent is our physical body.
那我是什么？
What am I?
我就是住在帐篷里面这个肉体里面的灵魂。
I am the soul within this body.Tent, my body.
这个是圣经对人的一个描写。
So this is how God describes human.
所以死没有结束。
So death is not the end.
死是真正的我，这个灵魂从肉体出来。
This is death is just the real me coming out of my tent.
那这个帐篷是泥土造的。
So this tent is made of dust.
所以死了。这个帐篷泥土造的就回到泥土去。
So after I die, then this tent returns to dust.
但是这个我还存在。
But this me continues to exist.
那我怎么办？
So what do I do?
有一天我死的时候，我要去哪里？
One day when I die, where do I go?
这个就是信仰一个很重要的问题。
So this is a very important question about faith.
所以我们人活在世界上有几个目标。
So when we live in this world, there are a few goals.
第一个目标就是要活得很健康。
The first goal is to live a healthy life.
那现在科学很发达，要活得很健康不是很困难。
So nowadays, it's not that hard to live a healthy life.
第二个要活得很快乐。
And second goal is to live a happy life.
那现在的时代只要身体健康又有钱也活得快乐也不困难。
And so nowadays a lot of people have a lot of wealth and are healthy, so that's not hard either.
如果你去 Google 一下赚多少钱能够活得最快乐。
And if you Google and see how much money do you have to make to be the most happy?
我试试看 ,Google 是7万到7万5。
And Google says about 700,000。
不是这么难追上。
70,000。
所以活得很健康又活得很快乐不是很困难。
So it's not that hard to be healthy and happy.
但是如果你要想怎么活能够活得最有意义。
But if you think about how to live the most meaningful life.
活得最有价值。
What is the most purposeful life, valuable life?
这个问题就很难回答。
This is a hard question to answer.
因为这个问题跟我从哪里来，我要往哪里去，我活着要做什么有关系。
Because these questions have to do with where am I from, where I'm going, and what am I living for?
如果我从我妈妈来，我最后埋葬到坟墓里面，所以我活着要快乐。那如果这样的话活得很快乐就是很有意义。
So if the answer is I come from my mother, I'm going to the tomb, so my purpose in life is to have fun, then having fun is your meaning of life.
但是圣经说神是人造的。
But the Bible tells us
人是神造的。
Tells us that we as humans are created by God.
所以 人从哪里来
？So where does man come from？
人从神来。
We come from God。
那人呢？往哪里去
？And where are we going？
我们死的时候，这个我要出来，要面对神，接受审判了。
When I die, I come out and I have to meet my God。
那这样就决定我活着要做什么
？Then that determines what I live for。
我活着就是要预备迎接我的神。
I live to meet my God。
就是要到天国去。
So it is to go to heaven.
而且我见到神的时候
And when I meet God,
神会给我冠冕，给我荣耀。
God will give me a crown of glory.
这个就是我活着的目的。
So this is the purpose of my life.
因此，当我们了解的人是什么
So once we understand what man is,
我们就发现要解决死的问题只有一个方法
We understand that there's only one way to solve the problem of death
就是主耶稣基督的救恩
Which is the salvation of Jesus
借着他赦掉我们的罪
Because he is the one who is able to redeem us from our sins
我们就可以不必死亡
Then we don't have to die
因为死是从罪来的
Because death comes from sin
那罪是死的原因
AndDeath is because of sin.
那如果这个罪被拿掉
So once sin is removed,
那人就可以不经过死亡
Then it is possible for man not to die.
那大家不是说你们信耶稣也是会死啊
But then people will say, well, Christians die too.
圣经里面说死是睡的
But in the Bible it says that this death is as if we are falling asleep.
如果你爱的孩子睡了你不需要哭
If you're the child that you love just falls asleep, you don't need to cry.
因为他会醒过来
Because they will wake again.
如果我们的孩子睡了不会醒过来，大概很多妈妈就会哭了。
But if your child falls asleep but never awakes, then many mothers will cry.
所以对一个有信仰人来讲
，So for someone with faith,
死亡已经过去了。
Death is something of the past.
好，我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五
章。Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
第一节
Verse 1 For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
第二节
2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
第三节
3. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
第四节
4. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这个第一节说，我们知道地上的帐篷拆毁了，要得神所造，不是人所造，天上永远的房屋。
So when we come out of this tent, or when this tent is destroyed, we have a building that is eternal.
地上的帐篷就是肉体。
So this tent that will be earthly is our body.
拆毁了就是我们灵魂从里面出来就死了。
And when it is destroyed, that means that we have died physically.
然后我们要得神所造在天上永存的房屋
Then we will receive the house that is eternal in heaven.
所以我们就回到天上去了。
So that means that we return to heaven.
那主耶稣要神要给我们有一个属灵的身体。
And Jesus will give us a spiritual body.
所以在第四节
So in verse 4,
我们在这个帐篷叹息劳苦。
We who are in this tent groan.
不是愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。
Not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed.
好叫这个死被生命吞灭。
That mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这句话太好了，死已经被生命吞灭了。
So this is a wonderful phrase that mortality may be swallowed by life.
我们在地上的经验是生命被死吞灭了。
Our experience in this world is that life is swallowed by death.
所以每个人都会死。
That's why everyone dies.
现在在主耶稣里面把它倒过来。
But in Jesus Christ, it is the opposite.
死亡被生命吞灭了。
Then death is swallowed by life.
所以不再有死亡。
There is no more death.
因此主耶稣就是生命。
So Jesus Christ is life.
在他里面没有死亡。
And in him there is no death.
死亡就是从地上搬家到天上去。
So death means that we are merely moving from this life to the next.
那地上不管是多好。
So no matter how good this life on earth is,
因为受到肉体的限制,
we are limited by our bodies.
这个肉体会老病死,
this body will decay and grow old.
所以才会有叹息劳苦。
That's why we groan.
那比起天上来说,
but compared to heaven,
天上的是灵体。
In heaven, we have a spiritual body.
不会老。
It will not grow old.
不会变。
It will not change.
不会死。
It will not die.
不会犯罪。
It will not sin.
哇，这个是最好的。
So this is the best.
啊，所以对一个基督徒来说。
So for a Christian.
啊，主耶稣本身就是我们一个榜样。
Jesus is our example.
我们如果信主耶稣。
If we believe in Jesus Christ,
他的生命进到我们里面,
when his life enters into us,
死亡就被生命吞灭了,
then death is swallowed by life.
啊, 所以, 啊, 耶稣就是我们人生最后的答案。
So Jesus is the answer to our life.
啊, 最重要的一个答案。
He is the most important answer.
啊, 让我们能够战胜死亡。
He allows us to be victorious over death.
啊, 这是第一个意义。
So this is the first meaning.
啊, 耶稣是生命。
This is the, how Jesus is the life.
第二个意义,
the second meaning to
当
this,
当主耶稣说他就是生命,
is when Jesus Christ says that he is the life,
他要告诉我们什么叫做完美的生命。
He teaches us what it means to have a perfect life.
啊, 有时候我们常常看人哦, 就在想, 诶, 如果人是神造的, 这个神, 嘿, 看起来很伟大, 但是 也不是很完全。
And sometimes when we observe mankind, we may think to ourselves, well, God is all-powerful, but it seems like he's not that perfect.
为什么?
Why?
因为造这个人的问题这么多。
Because humans have so many problems.
啊，那这个神有什么好?
So what good is this God?
但是我们如果回到创世纪来看。
But if we turn back to Genesis,
啊，当初神在造人的时候，
At the beginning, when God created humans,
有两个特点。
There were two characteristics.
第一个，神看是好的。
The first is that God saw that everything was good.
跟我们现在看的人是不一样的。
And what he saw is different from what we see now from humans.
第二个，
Secondly,
神祝福他所造的人。
God also blessed the humans that he created.
所以住在伊甸园里面，天天跟神同在。
So they lived in the Garden of Eden and dwelt with God.
那现在，
But now,
我们根本就不认识神。
We don't even know God.
啊，离开神很远了。
We are so far from God.
跟起初神造人的时候是不一样。
So we are different from how God had created humans in the beginning.
啊，那神看是好的。
So what God saw was good.
啊，为什么第一个人神看是好的？
Why is it that God saw that the first human was good?
因为第一个人用神的形象造。
It is because he was created in the likeness of God.
啊，所以神的形象是好的。
So the likeness of God is good.
因此第一个人最尊贵。
So the first man was very noble.
为什么？
Why?
因为他可以把神的形象表现出来。
Because he was able to manifest the image of God.
而且神称他做儿子。
And God also called him his son.
他的身份很尊贵。
So he was of high status.
他的本质也很尊贵。
He was also very precious.
因为他把神的本性显现出来。
Because he manifested the essence of God.
那现在我们根本就不认识神。
But now we don't even know God.
从圣经来讲，不但不是神的儿子，我们是罪人。
So not only in the Bible we see that not only are we not the sons of God, but we are sinners.
啊，第二个，我们人有罪性。
And we also have sinful nature.
这个罪性哦，生下来就有。
And this sinful nature is what we are born with.
你看哦，你生过孩子都知道，小孩子还小，都没有人教他，他就知道 this is mine, 这个是我的。
So those of us who are parents know that children don't need to be taught to be selfish.
别人要抢做我的，谁教他？没有人教他。
If someone tries to take away their things, they will say, this is mine. Who taught them that?
那有的生下第二个孩子。
And when you have your second child.
第一个孩子会嫉妒，就去踢第二个孩子，让他哭。
Then the first child will become jealous and try to provoke the second.
谁教他的？
Who taught him that?
生下来就有罪性。
He was born with sinful nature.
所以人性本身是有缺点。
So humans have a lot of flaws.
那这个要怎么去改造？
How can you change this?
这个是大问题。
This is a huge problem.
所以我们现在的人，
So humans nowadays,
在神看起来既然不尊贵，
we are, since we are not noble in God's eyes,
也不完美，
we are also not perfect.
但是这个有答案。
But there is an answer to this.
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章的第九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Verse 9. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
然后第十节。
10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
哥罗西书第二章哈，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在基督里面。
So it tells us that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
哦，所以神的本性啊，有形有体，就是看得到、摸得到，在主耶稣身上显现出来。
So the essence of Jesus Christ, essence of God is manifested in Jesus Christ bodily.
哦，因此。主耶稣虽然没有外貌
，So even though Jesus Christ did not have any physical appearance，
但是你如果看哈，遍貌山上的主耶稣跟遍貌山下的主耶稣不一样。
But you see that the transfigured Jesus Christ was different from the Jesus Christ at the bottom of the mountain。
遍貌山下的主耶稣，别人看到啊，他是木匠的儿子啊。
At the bottom of the mountain, people saw him as a carpenter's son。
当时社会有头有脸的人听不下去，虽然他很会讲道，听不下去。我是法利赛的，我怎么可以听木匠的儿子讲道
？Many people did not want to accept his sayings because they said he is a carpenter.How can I, a Pharisee, listen to him?
那主耶稣没有受过正规的教育。
Jesus never received a proper education.
他没有写过一本书。
He never wrote a book.
他没有放枕头的地方。
He didn't have a place to put his pillow.
你想想看，现在的人如果像耶稣一样，谁看得上眼呢
？So even nowadays, if there is somebody who is like Jesus Christ, who would even listen to him?
但是主耶稣爬到遍貌山上去。
But after Jesus went to the Mount of Transfiguration,
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His clothing became so white.
他把神的荣耀在那个地方显现出来。
And he manifested the glory of God there.
原来在神面前他是荣耀的。
So in the eyes of God, he is glorious.
在神的面前他是尊贵的。
In the eyes of God, he is noble.
所以有一个声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And so there is a voice that said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
他是神的爱子，他是神喜悦的。
He is the beloved son of God.
所以今天我们活在这个世界上。
So today we live in this world.
主耶稣是我们的一个榜样。
And Jesus Christ is our example.
因此在第九节，神的本性在他身上显现。
So in verse 9, it tells us that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And you are complete in him.
所以主耶稣来世界的时候，他讲过一句话。
When Jesus came to this world, he said one phrase.
我们来看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章
John chapter 10
第十节
Verse 10
第十章第十节
John chapter 10 verse 10 The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
这里主耶稣说，我来要叫羊得生命。
So Jesus says, I have come that my sheep may have life more abundantly.
那个羊是什么？
What are sheep?
羊就是他所拣选的人。
The sheep refer to those that he has chosen.
所以我们今天来到主耶稣，就是要让我们得生命。
So we come to Jesus Christ in order to receive life.
那这个生命是什么？
What is this life?
这个生命就是永生。
This life is everlasting life.
所以圣经告诉我们，人活着是七十岁或者八，强壮可以活到八十岁。
The Bible tells us that a span of a human life is 70 or maybe 80 years.
所以人的这肉体生命就是七八十年。
So that's the limit of our physical life.
永生是什么？
But what is eternal life?
永生就是永远不死。
It is a never ending.
所以要从七八十年的生命进到永远不死，这是一个很大的神迹。
So it is a great miracle for someone to a life from to turn from 70 or 80 years to everlasting life.
那主耶稣来说，我来就是要让羊得生命。
So Jesus Christ said, I came so that my sheep can have abundant life.
那下面。
And then,
要得着更丰盛的生命
to have it more abundantly.
那现在有一个问题，什么叫做更丰盛的生命？
What does it mean to have life even more abundantly?
有时候我们在看那个小孩子，不晓得他爸爸妈妈是谁。
And some children don't know who their parents are.
那仔细看哦，总是看得出来，因为有一部分像爸爸，有一部分像妈妈。
Oh, if you don't know who someone's parents are, you can often observe and you will see because they look like both of their parents.
那这里讲要得更丰盛的生命。
So if, when it says when you have more abundant life,
那个最后更丰盛的生命就是像主耶稣的生命。
And this more abundant life refers to having life that is just like Jesus.
就是被神性所充满的一个生命。
Which is a life that is filled with the essence of God.
所以我们今天信耶稣。
So we believe in Jesus Christ.
有两个很重要的目的。
And we have two very important goals.
第一个要让短暂的生命变成永恒的生命。
Firstly, we need to make this short life into an everlasting life.
第二个
Second,
要让不尊贵、不完美的生命变成很尊贵、很完美的生命。
We take this imperfect and perishable life into something that is everlasting and precious.
也就是说跟遍茂山上的主耶稣一样，将来在神面前会发光像太阳。
And or, in other words, we are just like Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. We become full of glory.
因为他这个生命的本质非常好，有主耶稣的那种生命。
Because we have the essence of the life of Jesus Christ.
我们先来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节
Verse 4.
彼得后书第一章第四节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. By which have been given us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这个第四节我们就发现我们人在在活在情欲里面，人这个情欲就是罪性。
So this verse tells us that we are living in lust, which is sinful nature.
那罪性带给人就是败坏。
And the result of that is corruption.
不但是肉体的败坏，最后是我们灵魂的败坏。
It's not only physical corruption, but also corruption of the spirit.
那前面就去讲，他要给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
But it also tells us that we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个宝贵是什么？宝贵就是钱买不到才是宝贵，钱买得到还有什么宝贵？
So precious meaning that it is we cannot buy it with money. If it were able to be bought with money, then it would not be precious.
那这个极大就是世界你找不到的，世界如果找得到，那还什么算极大？
And if it's exceedingly great, that means that it's something that you cannot find in this world. Otherwise, it would not be exceedingly great.
那到底主耶稣要给我们什么又宝贵又极大呢？
So what is it that Jesus will give us that is so great and precious.
第一个就是要让我们脱掉旧人。
The first is that he will allow us to take off this old man.
这个旧人就是情欲控制的一个人。
And this old man is someone who is controlled by lust.
就是被罪性充满的一个人。
Is somebody who is filled with their sinful desires.
那第二个叫做变成新人。
And then you will become a new man.
这个新人就是有神的形象。
And this
有神的性情。
New person will have the character of God.
这真的 很奇妙，信耶稣真的很认真在追求靠近耶稣，会改变的。
So it is so miraculous that when you really put an effort to draw close to Jesus Christ, your life will change.
他的个性会改变。
Somebody's personality can change.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的性情要充满他。
Because he will be filled with the nature of God.
人有人性。
Humans have human nature.
狗有狗性。
Dogs have dog nature.
神有神性。
And God also had God's nature.
如果你看到一个小孩子很可爱，哇，你家的小孩子很可爱啊，好像我家的那个宠物。
If you say, oh wow, your child is so cute, it's as cute as my dog.
他一定很生气。
Then their parents would be very angry.
我小孩子很可爱，但是你怎么把他比喻做狗？
How can you compare my child to your dog?
这个两个还是有差别。
There's still a difference there.
但是神有神性。
But God has the nature of God.
如果你说你家的小孩子很可爱，看起来像天使，哇，他就请你吃饭了。
But if you say to the same person, your child is so cute, just like an angel, then they might treat you out to dinner.
所以最好的都是用上面来形容的。
So we always describe something that is good with what is above.
那这个神性进到我们里面。
So when God's character enters into us,
我们的罪性才能够解消啊。
Then our sinful nature is removed.
所以圣经里面讲这个叫做结果子。
So this is what it means to bear fruit.
生命如果丰盛，生活就会改变。
If your life is abundant, then your personality will change. Your life will change.
就有一个具体的表现。
There will be a something that you can, a tangible difference. difference.
好，我们先来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
啊，加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
请。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
好 ，OK. 这个二十二节啊，一直讲下去也圣灵。充满有九个表现。
So there are 9 manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵是什么？
What is the Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of God.
什么是圣灵充满？
And what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
就是我们得圣灵，不断的祷告，圣灵一直浇灌在我们里面。
It means that when we are praying unceasingly, then the Spirit fills within us.
那圣灵会把神的本性充满在我们里面。
And God will fill us with His divine nature.
那这个人不断被圣灵充满，他就会改变。
So when a person is constantly filled with the nature of God, he will change.
他的生命会变成很丰盛。
His life will become very abundant.
所以他的生活就有九个表现。
And there will be 9 manifestations in his life.
我们仔细看这九个表现有哪一个是不好的。
And which of these 9 manifestations are bad?
第一个，仁爱。
Love.
喜乐。
Joy.
和平。
Peace.
忍耐。
Long suffering.
恩慈。
Kindness.
良善。
Goodness.
信实。
Faithfulness.
温柔。
Gentleness.
节制。
Self-control.
如果我们加五个人，每个人都有这个九个表现。
If you have 5 people in your family, and each of these members of the family have these 9 characteristics,
有这个果子，都可以让人来享用。
Then everyone can enjoy these fruit.
那你就等于家里面的五棵果树。
Then that means that there are 5 fruit trees in your home.
哇，那个家庭生活就是很幸福。
Then you have a very happy family life.
所以耶稣就是生命。
So Jesus is life.
他是永远的生命。
He is everlasting life.
在他里面没有死亡。
And in him there is no death.
他是尊贵完全的生命。
He also is the most noble and precious life.
能够把神的本性显现出来。
He manifests the character of God.
所以主耶稣确实是我们人生的一个问题的答案。
So Jesus Christ truly is the answer to our life.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
18首。
18.